climate change poses an enormous and complicated threat, which at times can feel a bit abstract. But in recent years, the record heat, related droughts, ferocious storms, and other weather extremes have begun to touch many lives intimately. And scientists are nearly unanimous that pollution from the way humans use and waste energy is the driving force. Most troubling, the effects of this pattern, if unchecked, are projected to worsen sharply over time. And that seizes the attention of a growing movement of mothers.
Well, we actually started with a group of seven mothers sitting around together in a living room, and everyone was worried about their children's future. And so it was through their connections and their friends that they started to have house parties. And so you can imagine when one friend talks to another friend who talks to another friend who talks to another friend, all of a sudden we have house parties happening all over the town and in other towns close to us. And in fact, now we've moved all the way across the state of Massachusetts through our house party model.
They call themselves Mothers Out Front, an emerging national movement of mothers, grandmothers, and others who care for children. They feel the climate crisis presents a real and present danger that warrants decisive action to slow global warming emissions. They are dismayed that current policies don't reflect the urgency of what these mothers regard as an absolute catastrophe in the making. Their strategy? Throw house parties to bring people together. I attended a recent gathering of Mothers Out Front in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and spoke with Debbie.
It's about building relationships, and those happen between individuals and in small groups, especially with mothers. It's a way to get people out of their houses, away from their work situations, to sit down in someone's living room in a familiar, comfortable environment and talk about their worries and their concerns, and then to move from there to what is making us hopeful and what we can actually do. So the house party is about engaging new people, not just talking about our fears and worries for our children, but it's about having people leave, not only with ideas for what they can do, but then being followed up with by a volunteer and engaged in the work of our team, our local teams.
So in that sense, do house parties give hope?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. But tonight is about hope for me, too. Yesterday, when we were talking about strategy for 5 hours, it was about hope. Today, when I was at Boston City Hall, listening to people give public testimony about the gas leaks, not just in Boston, but in Massachusetts and beyond, that's also about hope, because it's about moms speaking up for their children and introducing this whole new narrative into the public discourse about what's important, why we need to do this now and quickly.
And you have children?
I do. My daughter Ellie is 19, and my other daughter Sarah is 22. I can hardly believe it, but it's true.
How concerned are you about the impact of the climate crisis on them?
I'm absolutely concerned. I'm concerned about what it's doing right now for their health, for their future, for their feelings about having children themselves and about bringing up their own families in a world that's in crisis, that's unsafe and unhealthy. So I'm extremely concerned. This concerns me more than anything else.